Hello there, and welcome to Eco Talk, another very fine show for you. I'm going to tell you what we're going to have coming up. We always seem to have so many topics and so many great guests. I hope you're enjoying listening to this program as much as we enjoy putting it on for you. In our first segment, we're going to be speaking with someone about the International Observance of World Water Day. That passed. That was something that grew out of the 1992 UN Conference on Environment and Development in Rio. Now, that was observed this week. But as we like to do on this program, we're going to take the planetary and bring it down to the personal level. So if you have ever bought and drunk water from a bottle of water, you're going to want to listen to this story. It's really about the darker side of bottled water, and we are pretty much addicted to our water in a bottle in this country. And it's not only the plastic waste, but also the process of taking this water, and then most importantly, is it any safer, more pure, or healthier than tap water? We'll find out from Patty Lynch. She's the campaign's director for Corporate Accountability International. And then we'll be finding out about a new ad campaign that is being sponsored by Environmental Defense. It's also making the planetary personal by telling you what you can do in your everyday life to contribute to reducing your greenhouse gas emissions. In our second half, we'll be checking in with Catherine Schultz. She's with Grist Magazine. They've done a great series recently on poverty and the environment, the environmental justice movement. We've touched on that, but we're going to go a little bit deeper with her, so stay tuned for that. And then last but not least, we'll talk about the legacy of Interior Secretary Gail Norton as she recently stepped down, and also we'll find out more from the NRDC about the man tapped to replace her. His name is Dirk Kempthorne. He's a governor from Idaho. We'll find out how green or not he is. Want to first thank our sponsors, those who make EcoTalk possible: Pet Ecology Brands, makers of Scientific Professional, the eco-friendly ultra-lightweight cat litter that features a special patented sickness indicator. Pet Ecology's earth-friendly cat and dog products are inspired by pets, people, and our planet. And also want to thank our environmental partners, Natural Resources Defense Council, Earth Justice, and the Union of Concerned Scientists. So want to bring Patty Lynn in now. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Betsy.
You just announced this week a new campaign, public awareness campaign, that tells us the truth about bottled water. What should we know that we may not?
Well, an important thing for folks to know about bottled water is that the bottled water industry is spending hundreds of millions of dollars to convince people that bottled water is pure, healthy, safe, and superior to tap water. And it's really changing the way people here in the U.S. think about water and are consuming water. So half of all Americans right now drink bottled water, and one in six drink only bottled water, even though it's much more expensive than tap water, and sometimes it's less safe.
Now, is bottled water regulated in any way, and by whom?
It is, in fact, regulated. It's regulated by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, which is a different agency than the one that regulates tap water. The EPA, or Environmental Protection Agency, regulates tap water. And the truth of the matter is that FDA rules for bottled water quality and labeling are really poor when they're compared to EPA rules for tap water quality.
Why do you think bottled water has become so popular? Do we really think that it is more pure, more pristine, really taken from some kind of pristine body of water up there in the mountains somewhere and shipped in via diesel trucks with lots of fuel emissions?
When you look at the numbers, it's another indication that powerful advertising and promotion from a giant industry works. The industry leaders within the bottled water industry are corporations like Coke, Pepsi, and Nestle. And they really have sold us a bill of goods. When you talk to people about their impressions of bottled water versus tap water, people say they drink it because it's safer or healthier or it tastes better. They choose it for a number of reasons, but what it all really comes down to is that the corporations have done a really good job misleading consumers about their product.
There's also the price factor. I think we're paying more per gallon for bottled water now than we are for gasoline, even at today's high oil prices, especially here in the Bay Area. Why are folks willing to spend this much money? Have we really been convinced that it is safer, healthier, and superior? Apparently so.
We really have. You know, in the last decade, the bottled water market has doubled in the U.S., and the industry is really booming, and it's because people are willing to shell out money because they've become convinced that it is safer and healthier and superior to tap water. Many people don't even know that about a fourth of bottled water comes from the same source as tap water and then is resold for huge profits. So two of the largest bottled water brands in the U.S., Coke, Dasani, and Pepsi's Aquafina actually come from the tap originally.
Huh. In this campaign, I like what you're calling it, Think Outside the Bottle. Did you do taste tests, blind testing?
Yeah, you know, we have actually, over the course of the last week, in recognition of World Water Day, as we launched our Think Outside the Bottle campaign, we held tap water challenges in 8 cities, and they're actually ongoing events that people across the country are organizing. So people are, you know, passersby are stopping and testing 2 of the leading bottled water brands against 2 local tap water sources. They're blindfolded and testing. And what we found in case after case is that people actually can't taste the difference.
Wow. And you mentioned Dasani a few minutes ago. Who makes Dasani?
That's Coke.
And hasn't Coca-Cola gotten in some trouble for going into regions of the world and sort of sucking up the water and leaving the locals without enough?
They sure have. Coke is under incredible international pressure for some of their practices, particularly in India, where in communities like Pachamada and Mediganj and a number of other villages, they've gone in and drained massive amounts of water to make their products, and really had terrible local consequences for the people locally. And the movement challenging Coke around their abuses in India is really, it's led by people in India who are directly impacted by Coke's abuses and have really galvanized support from people all around the world.
So has the bottled water craze really fed the privatization of water? Are we seeing it make a difference just because of this one product?
Well, There are a couple important ways that connect the bottled water craze to the privatization of water, and it's all really related to increasing corporate control of our water resources. Here in the U.S., what we've seen is the marketing and promotion of bottled water really undermines people's confidence in public water systems. And it also lays the groundwork here and around the world for people to be paying more and more money to a private corporation for water, which they need to survive. And so it leads us down a path that is increasingly dangerous, where we have corporations controlling the world's water resources. And the further down the path we get, the more corporations like Coke and Pepsi, but also like Suez, which is a giant corporation that privatizes municipal water systems, the more they control who gets water and who doesn't.
You know, we focus a lot on this show and in the media in general lately about peak oil and will the next war, if this one isn't, will be fought over oil. But really, water is a more precious resource in the sense that it is absolutely essential for human life to continue. What is the outlook? How many years before we start seeing peak water in terms of fresh water supplies?
Well, some of the projections around where we're headed with water are really frightening. According to the UN, two-thirds of the people in the world won't have access to enough water by 2025. So that's less than 20 years from today, and it is, as you say, it's something that is essential to life for people and, you know, all living things. And so it really, it's a scary prospect.
Mm. Now, we want to get into some of the environmental problems, including the solid waste issue.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to continue into the next segment. Hope you can stay with us.
Sure thing.
Did you find any that were superior, any bottled water brands, either after the taste test or just, a subjective tally?
Yeah, it's really been inconclusive in the events across the country where people are having a real hard time matching up bottled water brands to and tap water.
Mm. Okay, we want to get into some of the issues, as I mentioned, around not only the plastic, but also the trucking in of these water bottles. And, of course, water is not the only product that is traveling a lot of miles to get to our local grocery store these days, but it's probably a significant piece of it. Patty?
Yes.
Oh, we just have about a minute left, so if you can just touch on that issue.
Oh, sure. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
One of the big concerns from the environmental perspective around the bottled water industry and the boom in the bottled water industry is the production of waste, and particularly because it's contained in plastic bottles.
Mm-hmm.
The bottled water industry is producing millions of tons of plastic bottles each year. Most of them are not recycled, but are landfilled or incinerated.
And most water is not coming locally to your grocery store. It's shipped in from some faraway place.
Exactly.
And it may not be a natural spring.
Exactly.
Or pool.
In many cases, it's public tap water.
Wow. Okay, we're going to come back to this topic for just a couple of minutes in our next segment. We're speaking with Patty Lynn. She is Campaigns Director for Corporate Accountability International, talking about their new campaign launched this week called Think Outside the Bottle. And I hope you're enjoying this conversation, because who among us does not drink bottled water? And maybe we shouldn't be. And we're going to talk about a few more of the environmental and health concerns right after this break. And if you want to find out more about today's topics and guests, please go to our website at www.ecotalk.net. We'll be right back.